Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Here's Damian Woody from ESPN talking about the change that Miami has made to go with the youth movement at quarterback.
Well, it's always a risk when you're lining up playing in the National Football League, but I think the reason I like what Brian Flores did is this Miami Dolphins team is on the arrow pointing up, and what I mean by that is their performance. You know, they've been performing well up front on the offensive line. They've been performing well on offense. So the one thing that you have to do, and particularly talking about Aaron Donald, you got to change the launch point. You can't sit back there and think that Tua is just going to drop back and just going to slice and dice his way against that Rams defense. Because guess what? The best play in football plays right in the middle of that offensive line. You're going to have to do some clever things offensively to give your young quarterback a chance. Play action game, rolling them out, just doing some different things so he doesn't have to see 99. Because guess what? 99 is going to be, he's going to show up and he's going to be there all game long.
Jason Taylor's coming back? Is that what he said? No, I know he's talking Donald. Now, he's right about that, but we got Chan Gailey, bro. Again, remember, oh, he's too old. He's been removed from football for a couple of years. Oh, my God, they're bringing Chan Gailey in. What did this guy say? I loved every part of that move, right? I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Or women, what are you all talking about? Did you watch him when he was here? Have you watched his career? The problem is you got to compartmentalize things. Don't judge him by being a head coach. He hasn't been a great head coach. Judge him by the offensive coordinator he's been on every level and extremely effective and the way he has handled players and offenses and all of that. How do you not love it? I love the move. So Chan Gailey knows to change the launch point like Damian was talking about. You got an athletic guy. He's not Russell Wilson athletic, but he can move around. So you'll roll him to the left. You'll roll him to the right. Tua's got something that, you know, we used to have a guy here for 7 years that had no pocket presence. Tua will know when the pocket is crumbling. And he knows how to move. His one knock is that he's got to get rid of the football. He's got to learn that when the play's not there, you know, that was the beauty of Marino. Marino understood that, and he wasn't going to take a sack. He didn't want to lose the yards, but he wasn't going to give away the down either by taking a sack and then losing yards. He would throw it away. Danny made a quick decision, or he said, I'm getting rid of the ball. And he was exceptional at that. And he had a good offensive line, there's no doubt. But he made his offensive line a little better because he made the quick decisions. Or when the play wasn't there, he was quick to get rid of it. And that's the thing that Tua's got to learn because that's how he's gotten injured in the past. He hangs on to the ball because he's dying to make a play. And in this league, you know, in college, he might have gotten away with some stuff. In this league, you do that. Not only could you end up injured, because that could happen at any level, but I guarantee you this. If you're hanging onto the ball too long and then you're trying to make a play, turnovers are coming. Okay? Big time. And Tua won't do that. So that's the one thing that I will say. He's got to learn to get rid of it.